Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
fun. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our new friend, Angie Morgan. She is the co-author of a book called Spark. Courtney Lynch and Sean Lynch are her co-authors, and the book is called Spark, How to Lead Yourself and Others to Greater Success. It's her and Courtney's second book. And Angie, thanks again for being here. They both have... All three of the authors have military background, Marines, and Angie and Courtney were in the Marines, and Sean was in the Air Force, as I remember. Angie, is that right?
That is right, and we don't let him forget it.
I was going to ask you. So I'm assuming Courtney and Sean are married?
Courtney is married to Sean's brother.
Oh, okay, that's how it is. Okay, mm-hmm. So good. Yeah, there's not too much respect among the corps. My Marine son still calls me an Army dog. So that's the way it goes. Thank you again for joining us. Congratulations on your second book.
Thank you.
We talked in the previous segment about what gave rise to the book, and we talked about how the military does in fact create leaders. But you outlined some of the key elements of your concept of Spark that you mm-hmm. talk about in the book. You enumerated some of the areas: character, credibility, accountability, etc. Would you start with character?
Yeah, we really wanted to write about the value of integrity in this book. I think that it doesn't get its fair shake in business education, and we really wanted to reinforce with people thinking about their leadership development that the most important relationship that they have is the one with their self. And there's a lot of people who fail to achieve the life that they intended to live, and a lot of it comes down to the disconnect between themselves and their values. And, you know, in many ways, your character is the manifestation of your values, and the closer you are connected to your values, the more likely it is that you express them. There's a concept called, it relates to values that, you know, values that, you know, are close in your mind, that if you think of them and you're close to them, they become self-fulfilling prophecies.
Right.
So we really wanted to share that. And again, absent values, you act inconsistently with your intentions.
Well, that's right. And you need to know what your North Star is.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from I think a lot of that comes from having something in your life that's more, that you consider greater, more important than yourself. That could be a faith life. For a Marine, for a soldier, that would be your country.
Yeah, exactly.
The men and the women around you, the people you, your team, they're more important than you are. I think that's where we get some of this character. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And the effect that I was thinking of, but I couldn't rattle off my tongue so easily, was the Galati effect. And that's really what it is. I mean, your values should be your North Star, that thing that never changes. It determines if you're, you know, sometimes person, like sometimes I don't practice my values, or an always person, like these are the lines I don't cross. And one of the great things about the military is that they gave you organizational values. You know, honor, courage, and commitment, those are the Marine Corps values. And you know what? If you didn't live up to them, you were shown the door.
and you get plenty of opportunities to go back to that character, to go back to that well. And if you're wishy-washy about it, then you'll be found out. And so, let's talk about credibility. Why is that important?
Well, I think that helps people trust you. The most important, you know, trust is, you know, leadership is about people, and trust is at the basis of all relationships. And your credibility, like your character, allow you people to trust you. So think about somebody you're working with and around. If they are high on character but low on credibility, they might be a good person, but perhaps inconsistent in doing what they say they're going to do, mm-hmm. you know, your trust with them wanes a little bit, or vice versa. If somebody is high on credibility, they always do what they say they're going to do, but low on character integrity, you know, how they get the results somewhat questionable, you're only going to trust them so far. And so there's a really nice marriage between character and credibility. And to help people develop their credibility, we have a saying, it's be mindful of your say-do gap, the space between your actions and your mm-hmm. words, because within
your say-do
that...
say-do gap, I like that.
Yeah, that's where your credibility is. People have a large say-do gap, very limited credibility. Very mm-hmm. narrow say-do gap, high credibility.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, I see this all the time, and the people that you feel that you can count on, when you think of them, you think of a rock, don't you? You think of a foundation that you can, and that's where trust is. Trust is at the foundation of everything that we've talked about, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting with the work that we do with LeadStar. A lot of the companies come in and say, you know, what are you going to do with us? And, you know, we might say, yeah, we're going to help build trust within your organization. And it seems like such a soft concept. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm spending all this money on building trust. And yet at the same time, why do people, you know, leave their companies? Why can turnover costs be so high? Why can the cost of disengagement be so low?
One of the main things that I've learned over the years is that trust is not just the right thing to do, it's a best practice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need your website again, Angie.
It's leadstar.us. So leadstar.us.
And the book is called Spark. And Angie Morgan, Courtney Lynch, and Sean Lynch are the authors. Hey, Angie, come back another day. You've got a lot more to teach us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Got to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.